You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, Detroit, what's up? What's up? Real men chopping it up.
Chop, chop.
You got your boy Chef, the one and only, a.k.a. the Green-Eyed Monster, a.k.a. Max Julian, sitting here chilling with my boy Big C.
Big C, the Pied Piper, diddly, 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 D. What's up? We in the studio tonight. We chopping it up. We in the building.
Chopping
got
it up.
Special guest, my boy.
Yeah.
Let him introduce himself. What's up, bro?
Hey, yo. I'm just E. You know, I'm just E off the east side. Shout out to DPs. You know, forever, y'all.
We got E off the east side.
I'm just here.
Chopping it up with the real men.
I'm talking to the fellas. We got topics.
All right. We got topics.
Bars. We got topics.
So if you want to view more of the live video, go straight to the page. Real Men Chopping It Up. We got the live feed going on. Also, if you want to call in, we will take a call in at 248-579-5295. That's 248-579-5295. Big C, I heard you got something to say.
It's a lot of Mitches out here.
Mitches?
Mitches.
What's a Mitch?
A Mitches is a male version of a female dog that just don't know what he's trying to do, what he about, what he going through. He just, you know, some of them cats that these women say looking for homes in the wintertime.
Ah, these ladies going to love you now. We getting on the brothers tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Give us your interpretation and what you think about these Mitches out here. This is a new term for me. So
Well, you know. You know, we've been out of our place for a long time now. We got a lot of women that are like heads of houses. They running their own show. And we ain't been at the table, like seated where we supposed to be. So you got these dudes out here now that just got a little feminine tendencies. And, you know, they get a little sensitive. They get a little soft. Just a little sensitive.
He said a little sensitive.
Just a little sensitive. And like these women be like, talking about they all up in their feelings,
All up in their feelings. And ladies, like I said, you know, the last show, and I said it on my Facebook Live from my page tonight, if you and your man sharing the same size jeans, you got a Mitch. Get that nigga out your house.
Whoa! Okay. Yeah. Well, say you got a Mitch if y'all sharing the same size jeans, huh?
Absolutely, sir.
So, okay, this thing with the Mitches, though, what do you think? What is it a result of? Is it no fathers in the house or no male role models?
It's a result of, if I could just extrapolate this correctly.
Go ahead and extrapolate.
Set your foreskin on this situation, my brother.
Absolutely. There you go, my brother.
If I can extrapolate this correctly, it just come from niggas being lazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just being lazy.
Well.
They want a honeypot. They want somebody. They find these few little women out here that got something going on, and they get to them, get in the panties, and, you know, just maneuver their way on into the life. Then they say, you know what, baby, you know, I'm just going to stay home. I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to watch the kids, and I'm going to look for a job. And they don't
do that, huh?
Nah.
They ain't looking for no job.
Nah.
E, what you think about this, man?
Oh, well, you know, I always say emotional dudes do parochial things.
Whoa.
They out here being babies out here.
Bop, bop, shots fired.
Whoa, shots fired. Emotional dudes do parochial things, huh?
You know, in parochial school back in the day, you know, young kids, they out there, they don't know what they're doing. They just don't know what they're doing out here, and they passing it off as something cool. I mean, I work entirely too hard.
Okay.
To be sitting around listening to all this complaining by these ladies about these suckers that they have in their homes. That they let in there.
So
and then they won't talk about us.
So you say it's actually a result of what the women are allowing.
They allowing it.
Okay.
Now whether they feel like ain't no other options out there is on them.
You think they a little dickmatized maybe?
Oh, they get there.
They
get there.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, because if you ain't got no job, you got a whole lot of energy to lay that pipe. No, I ain't. You give that long.
Okay.
Dick style.
But okay, they ain't got no job.
Long.
They ain't got no job. Yeah. You think that at least they would have, the food cooked, the house clean?
Nope.
Wait, hold on. Who got them kind of life skills nowadays?
I got that.
No, we ain't talking about at this table.
Okay.
We ain't talking about these tables.
We talking about out here.
In these streets.
In these streets.
I mean, like, for real.
Because Detroit is a big, rich town.
You just come from the poorest part. You just come from the poorest part.
Hey, look, man.
Once again, if y'all want to check out the live feed of the studio, go to Real Men Chopping It Up page, Real Men Chopping It Up. You can check out the live feed. You can also call us here at 248-579-5295 if you got any questions for the Real Men.
Or any comments.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
Bring it
we
in.
We ask them questions. We take comments and everything. Yeah, you know, ain't nobody afraid of y'all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Comments, concerns.
I want to hear from the ladies.
Let's go, ladies.
Right? Like, if they out there, if y'all out there listening and you ain't got nothing to do, and you feel like arguing with me because I can argue all night.
Because you know
I'm going to tell you you wrong, and I'm going to tell you why you wrong.
Because you know they're going to argue with you.
I'm out for sure. Okay. No, I ain't got no problem
you
with
know they're going to. Hey, see, what you know going? Already from the last video, we got the haters coming out, man. You know, the haters, so we must be doing something right.
Yeah, you know, haters just elevate you. That's all they do.
They just,
you know what's funny, though? Them same haters is going to watch this week. They're going to watch next week. They're going to watch the week after that. Eventually, they're going to be like, you know what? I don't really like them, but they be talking real stuff, though.
Yeah, but they be talking real stuff. That's what it is.
I'm going to keep watching, though.
Hey, the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth.
If it hurt, you know.
So, okay. So, you got these brothers out here that ain't about two cents, okay?
That's right.
But these women are falling for them. And they ain't out here doing it. And then, is it part of the game, though? Because, okay, women fall for them, mm-hmm. But at the same time, they bashing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's up with that? I mean, you know, look, that's on you. You let him in there, but now you're going to talk about him like a dog.
Well, my personal opinion, I'm going to say this. And ladies, you know, again, the Pied Piper love you and all that good stuff. But
don't apologize.
You know, I think the issue is you can control the sucker dude. You can't control that alpha male dude.
Ah, now you on to something, see?
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you tell this sucker dude, this Mitch, that he better do this, he better do that, because you the one supporting him, you the one taking care of him. Like I said before, that acquisition that she can put on the shelf and play with when she want to play with and take it off the shelf when she want to take it off the shelf. But now, alpha dude, a man that's about his business, a man that's a grown man, he was like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, who you think you talking to?
First off, let's get that straight.
Right.
I'm not one of these Rudy Poop dudes you think you can just kick in the face and that's how it's going to be.
Right.
Case in point.
Facts.
Here's a little story out of SBP life.
Uh-oh. We're going SBP style now.
Dealing with this young lady, spent the night over her house. She tell me she got to go to work. I didn't start her car up that was in the garage. Said, okay. I didn't know. My bad. I sent a little text message. Hey, boo, have a good day at work. She said, we need to talk because there are some things I'm used to. I said, what's that? She said, well, you didn't start my car this morning in the garage. I think we need space.
Because you didn't start her car.
Because I didn't start her car in the garage.
Okay.
I said, okay, no problem. Week go by. She called me. Why haven't I heard from you? I said, oh, you thought I was one of them dudes. That because you told me you need space. That means you want space.
Right.
I'm not about to call you every day and be like, oh, boo, I'm sorry. Because, see, that's what you're used to. Because you're used to them little Rudy Poop dudes who are like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. It's this. You tell me what you want, that's what I'm going to give you.
She wanted space,
so I gave her space.
So you gave her space. Once again, we going live, Real Men Chopping It Up.
See, I didn't even know where to stay. I had a place. Boom!
If you want to view the studio feed, the live full studio feed, go to the Facebook page, Real Men Chopping It Up. We going live chop, on that chop. Page, Chop Chop as well. If you want to view all the participants in the studio, go to Real Men Chopping It Up. If you got questions, comments for us, we want you to hit us up at 248-579-5295. We talking about the Mitches today. I learned a new term. Term, y'all,
Mitches,
the male,
you're too old to learn nothing, Chef.
The male bitches. That's what it is. Okay,
the male bitch, and they do deliver on Wednesday.
That's right. Just in case you didn't know what that term meant,
yes,
this is what that meant. Okay, so
Are you seeing us?
Yes, sir. So okay. So you got okay. So she got mad at you because you didn't go
and start a car. That was in the garage.
But you took care of her that night, that previous night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did she think that
And let me tell you this, too.
Okay.
Leaving the airport one night, going to a house, I ran out of gas, walked a half a mile to get gas to get to a house so I could take care of her. But you got mad at me because I didn't start your car.
Now, the car wasn't outside in the snow or the rain.
No, because I would have got up and went and cleaned the car off because I'm that kind of dude.
Because you that kind of dude.
I'm that kind of guy.
But it was in a protected garage.
Protected garage.
Sounded like she got issues.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say she had issues. I would just say she was used to dudes treating her, she was used to them Mitches who just needed somewhere to stay, who needed somebody to hold on to, who needed some, you know, who just needed that little protecting and that covering.
Right.
And see, when I wasn't that type of dude, she didn't know how to act.
Okay.
Because when you tell me that you want space, I'm giving you space.
You're going to give her space,
let me
right?
Ask something. Yeah. Let me ask something. Was she pretty?
She was.
She was pretty, was she?
She was pretty.
See, now we splitting hairs with a couple things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, she might be used to some dudes that look kind of sucker stroker because she pretty.
Yeah.
And then pretty women, like pretty women.
Pretty women.
Pretty women. You know, like the one we were looking at a little early. Like,
oh, you talking about our Delta Angels.
I'm just saying pretty women. You know, pretty women. They got that certain look.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
They develop a certain syndrome, right, where they get used to a certain kind of treatment. And because they pretty and because they know, 9 times out of 2, do the breakdown and do whatever it is that she want them to do just because she pretty. Mm-hmm. And he can't have all of that walking out the door right away.
Right.
They used to talking reckless, looking for certain things from a dude that they really don't have no business looking for. Because it's like a bunch of fringe benefits that you get. You know, being with somebody, you don't have no right to expect it every time just because you think that you're supposed to get it all the time.
You're supposed to get it all the time.
Dog, I'm pretty. You're supposed to kiss my ass.
Well, that's because a lot of women think, you know, like, look, they're going to put that hoop up there or that bar and they're going to say jump and you're going to say hi, hi.
But see, a real man will take that L. I was like, well, you got to jump, baby.
Yeah, you got to jump.
You got to go ahead and do that thing.
Ladies, if you didn't know, Dr. E is in the building tonight. So if you have
questions. Yes, we have special guests, Dr. E.
Questions and comments, you don't bring them in.
I got Dr. E straight from the east side.
I will repair you.
Yeah, got it going on.
In the building.
Got it going on.
I'm just saying, man, I look at this stuff now. I hear these conversations, and I just shake my head at these. A lot of these women, like, baby, you don't even understand. You defeating your own purpose.
Absolutely.
Well, see, that does call into question, you know, a lot of the females out here. If they are accepting that, you know, why are they settling for less?
Because I'd rather settle for something and not have nothing.
And that's what it is.
And that's what
so
it
they
is.
Just need a warm body.
But see, again, going back to my previous point, you settle for something that you can control.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You settle for something you can control until something better comes along, if they come along. I know a young lady, man, beautiful young lady, and I seen her at my boy's wedding, and she with a dude because he's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. But that's most of the women. Let
me finish the story.
Okay.
She with a dude who's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are used to him. He's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He's paying a couple bills. He's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't satisfying me sexually, but he's comfortable.
Uh-oh.
And
I'd rather, how's that comfortable?
And I asked, I said, well, why are you dealing with this dude? She said, because he's been around so long, my kids are used to him, and I just don't feel like getting back in the dating scene. So I'm just going to stay with him because he's comfortable.
So you settling for less.
Settling for less than how you say you got somebody.
He wins.
And he wins.
Yeah. Now, see, here's the thing that gets me about these guys out here, you know. Like I say, don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Going to string them along.
Mm-hmm.
Going to smoke weed all day.
Mm-hmm.
Smell like, you know. You know, ass and funk and booty sweat and everything and everything, you know, and by right, though, be pulling some fine women.
They have some products for that smell and for, you know, all those things.
I think I'm going about life wrong.
Help me understand.
I think I made a mistake somewhere.
Help me understand.
About 25 years ago, I think I made the wrong choice in life.
Let's go back to the drawing board.
Please.
Ladies, help me understand, because I'm trying to do it the right way.
Shut down the show. Ladies. Let's go get a pound. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you have extra space, we are looking for places to stay. And we ain't going to work. We ain't going to give you no money.
Nah.
And we're going to, yeah.
But like you say, we're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, because we out here, we working every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, we sweating, we scuffling, we surviving.
Yep.
We doing our thing.
Yep.
But that's not attractive to them.
Nope.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Because.
No, actually, that's not right. We are attractive.
Uh-huh.
You will be attractive.
Okay.
But that come at a certain time in a lady's life.
After she done with the garbage.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, and it ain't everybody. It ain't all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, after a while, you know, when you find out all them little schemes and plans and all that other stuff that happened in your life, and now you want to settle down with the guy with the job and the benefits and because he cool and he boring and he ain't going to be out there in the streets and you ain't got to go through his inbox and all this other stuff. Oh, my God, girl, whatever.
Go ahead, E.
But dig this. It be at that point in life, when a man at that point in his life and he established, he ain't looking at that babe no more. Right?
No.
Because she all used up.
She all used up.
And then they be pissed because they can't find a good man to attach to.
So they going to just have cats all, you know, house full of cats.
House full of cats. So they still got to deal with them, your boy men out there in the club.
Chop, chop.
Still wearing, you know, trying to be like 45 with your butt out in them jeans.
You know.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, B, because this is one of the things that amazes me. You know the club floods, right?
Yes, sir.
That place been going for 50 million years.
Yes, sir.
But you walk up in there and it's still the same tired action.
Yes, sir.
You know?
It's the club.
Hanging out in the club.
It's the club.
When are these women and the men going to progress to something better? You know, now, and I ain't saying I'm not getting down on hanging out at the club.
About to say.
But if that's all you got.
I resent that remark. I'm going to be in there.
But I'm just saying, you know, it got to be something more to life.
It's got to be.
You know?
Well, you got to progress. I mean, it can't be your life.
It has turned into
the life. Like, if you still chasing the club after a certain time, it's like, dog,
how
come you ain't doing
that? If you come in the club at 40, 45, and they like, Big C, what up? And they had your drink.
Nah. No, that ain't going to happen.
Then we got a problem.
Let me tell you what's funny, though. The funny thing I've heard from women that's in that age range or whatever is, I'm just in the club right now because I ain't got no man. But once I get a man, I'm going to come out this club. Wait, you ain't going to find a man in the club.
You ain't going to find a man in the club.
No. And then I've noticed too.
But that's a lie, though.
Absolutely. Then I've noticed too. Even if you see some pretty women walking out in the neighborhood, in the street, you know, you out at the mall, at the Walmart, at the Myers, at the Costco, dude. I've opened doors for women that act like I was trying to rob and grab their purse.
Don't
talk to me.
There,
don't say nothing to me. But then they'd be the first one on Facebook. Ain't no good man out here.
Okay.
Dudes just want to fuck. Dudes just want to come over and Netflix and chill. I'm sorry, but ladies, but Netflix and chill is dead. Is now Jill Scott and chill.
Most likely because a lot of sleep is happening afterwards.
You know? But okay. You done went there now.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go with it. Chop.
You done gone there now. So what's up with this? You know, I can't understand. Women want these, what they call the thug life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want the thug. They want the hardcore, the roughneck type dude. But he ain't he just going to come in there. He might beat it up. But he ain't really fulfilling the purpose.
Wrong again.
Okay, come on. School me now.
There's also a thing called a financial need.
Okay, what's that?
And so the thugs that come into the relationship fulfill a financial need.
But that's all
for
material.
The ladies that go for that, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's all material.
But
the ladies that go for that.
Absolutely. It's all material, but at the end of the day.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop the presses. Uh-oh. We got a comment on here.
What's up?
Talk about that's not true.
What's not true?
I met my husband in the club 10 years ago.
Lightning strikes, baby.
At least once.
Hey, listen here. And a lot of folks don't even know. Lightning strike twice. More than you would think it would, but it's still just lightning striking.
It's
congratulations and God bless you.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, right? You met your husband up in the club.
That ain't the blueprint.
That ain't the template.
That is not the template.
You have a whole lot of hurt feelings,
you know,
in that club.
Because, you know, for every one of you that met somebody in there, it's 50 of them that didn't meet somebody.
That's right.
They met the wolf.
Hey.
And I'm gonna tell you,
couples that club together, love together.
When I was going through the apprenticeship, I had a heart condition, couldn't work for like 6 months.
It wasn't so, because a female gave you that heart
absolutely
condition.
Not. Absolutely
stressed
not.
Stressed him the hell out.
Absolutely not.
You all right, Cliff?
Yeah.
Man, she trying to kill me.
And so one of my boys, I was a designated, I don't drink, so I was a designated driver. We went to a different club every night.
Yeah,
he don't drink. No, and he got a heart condition.
He don't drink.
Can I finish telling my story?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Thank you. See, this, see, lady, this is what happens when you got a beer. You just interrupt everybody. You don't care what the hell going on. So,
somebody need to top me off.
I'm going these clubs every night with my boys. We're going to a different club every night. I'm seeing the same women every night. Mm-hmm. It was funny how you shoot the game to her on a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
She got a man.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot the same game to her at a different club on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
She all in.
Mm-hmm.
Beer goggles.
Absolutely.
You don't drink. You don't understand.
She had a good buzz going on.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Like, it's different states of sobriety, depending on what time you get to the club, if she had a little nip beforehand. Because, look, I've been there, bro. I've been there, right? I have certain standards when it comes to the cooch. Now, when I go to the club.
Come on, E, tell
me. I'm just saying, when I walk in.
You got standards, when right?
I am sober.
Okay.
The better my willpower is.
There you go.
But you know as well as I do, after you've been sipping whatever, and you having a good time, and it's flowing, and you've been cracked a few knock-knock jokes, and you had a few laughs, you know, then by the time, you know, by the end of the night, you know, you done made you a new friend, but you don't even know the bad life choice you done just made.
Oh, bruh.
Yeah, yeah.
Until the next morning. Uh-huh. Until the sunlight.
Until the sunlight.
Oh, boy.
Then you wake up and you look and you go,
oh, boy. I must leave.
Immediately.
Immediately. Yeah, so, but it'd be the same thing for the ladies, you know. And you walk in, oh, he ain't my type. After a few drinks, hey, you seem like a nice man. yeah, baby, I am.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give some shout outs, man. We got a little audience going on. We got Miss Tia McKinney, one of our Delta girls.
What's up,
Miss Tia McKinney? We also got Miss Nikki J going down. We want to send a shout out to you, Nikki. Thank you very much for checking us out. Real men chopping it up.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop. Yeah. Okay, now them beer goggles is
I'm
real.
I'm just saying, it worked for them too. You know, it's a different era, man. We have to consider the ladies. We got to cut them some leeway with it too. Right?
Okay.
They be out there, they do their thing. Like
ladies, we
thing.
Love you.
Absolutely.
We love you, okay? Cliff, Tia said hello.
What up, Tia?
Hey, he said what up, Tia.
This Detroit man, you got to say what up, though.
What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though? Chop,
okay,
chop.
So we love the ladies, and that's the reason why we coming on here with this topic now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we really,
get
really,
them bitches
really,
out your house.
We really need the men to step up.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, okay, let's go here, though. Because, you know, I think part of this problem is the fashions. And the fashion industry that's going on, because
no, you go ahead.
Okay,
because I was thinking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
After my man told me what the topic was going to be.
Okay,
so you go ahead.
Okay,
and I'm gonna follow in behind.
I mean, the fashion industry has really changed the game now.
Absolutely.
You know? Now, here's the thing. Now, fashion has always been ruled by, you know, gay culture. However,
I agree.
You know, because most of the designers back in the day were all gay.
I'm sorry. They wasn't gay back then.
What were they?
They were sissies.
Well, okay, back in the day. But now they're gay.
Dog.
Okay.
Dog.
He just messed us up on that. You know?
Yeah, okay.
They're sissies. Okay.
Yeah.
But okay, back in the day, most of them were gay, but they were designing clothes for men with a masculine mindset.
Yeah.
Whereas now, everything's kind of out the closet. Everybody going, the whole metrosexual movement just messed it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you got these brothers walking around here confused.
Yeah.
Wearing tight, high water stuff.
Well,
okay. Here's the other thing, E. All right. You know, back in the day, you used to get beat down if you had floods on, right?
Yeah. That was pretty a thing. That was pretty funny.
Brothers is now, flooding.
Why I see your ankles, bro?
Yeah, why I see your ankles?
But you know, I'm mad too. When you bring up the flood thing, I'm mad too. Of these dudes, I understand it's fashion. Like I saw my man Steve Harvey on TV with these.
Man, if I see Steve Harvey,
these Kurt Franklin slipper shoes on with no socks, I'm so tired of that.
Yeah,
I'm so tired of that.
That's played.
But you know what though? That's the other thing.
Hey, Miss Sonya.
You can't really talk about rich dudes.
Well, because the
template is different. You know what I'm saying? The bar is different for them because it can look funny.
What's up, Jamie? What's up, Tamika?
It can look funny, but like that outfit, probably two of your checks.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So whether it look funny or not, when the baby's checking them out, they be like, yeah, that may not look right, but that's about $3,000 worth of haberdashery. That man got on right there. I see some red bottoms in my future if I go over there and say hi to him and tell him he looking good. Hey, man, come on now.
Because those are bloody shoes.
Man, come on now.
Okay, Cardi C.
Negative, sir. Negative. Don't put a Cardi in front of my name, sir.
So, but seriously, here's the thing. So now you got people like during the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. LeBron James walking into the arena.
With the shorts on and a merce. With the high socks.
With the high socks and a merce.
Well, see, dig this. All right.
Again, now, the template.
Yeah. It's different.
It's different.
Because that was still a custom, tailor-made look for that man to do that. Now, I ain't walking around with no big-ass bag. I'm just not doing it.
I'm not doing it. And did you check the way he was carrying it, though? He had it with the two fingers, like, you know.
Well, LeBron, like 6'8", 275 pounds.
But he need to be grasping his hand, like.
Come on, man. His hand's bigger than one of these doggone things over there. He hold everything like that.
I got love for LeBron. I ain't mad at that.
You know? I mean, listen. Would you rather dress like LeBron or Dwayne Wade? Oh. All right, then. Or
Cam Newton.
Come on now. Oh. Holla at your boy. What's my man? Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook is confused.
Well,
Russellino?
Yeah, Russellino.
Listen. I'm going to get to my point first. And then we circle back to these dudes with these funny dressing habits. And I don't understand it.
Okay, so
that's not for me to understand.
Yeah.
But back in the day, right? You know, like, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Like, back in the day, your cats was walking around with the tight pants, the tight bell-bottom polyester with the butterfly collar with the chest out, and you could see their little chest nipples, you know what I'm saying, with the butterfly collar and the split down the side, they out at the club. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, my uncles, man, coolest dudes in my life, you know, your uncles, coolest dudes in your life.
Right.
That's how they was dressing out there, pulling them, having a good time, balling, right? But that's what they were doing, right?
Yeah.
Then it went to baggy clothes.
Right.
Then it went to baggy clothes falling off of you.
Right.
Then it get back to skinny clothes, but they still falling off of you.
Don't say nothing about these guys walking around with the sag. So.
And listen. We started that sagging mess. I remember sagging.
I never sagged.
I remember. Well, hey, listen. I remember.
Did you saggy?
Hell yeah, I sagged.
Oh, Lord.
But they wasn't hanging off. See, back in the day, it was oversized clothes.
Uh-huh.
And you had your belt and you had your shirt. You never showed your underwear.
Right.
My booty wasn't sticking out.
I don't want nobody to see my booty.
Yeah. My drawers are clean, lady. I'm just saying.
All right. We're talking about the Mitches here. We're talking about the Mitches.
Like baggy clothes. Like back in the day, white tee, baggy jeans. You know what I'm saying? The pants hanging off your ass. But it wasn't no thing where you was displaying yourself. Walking around like that.
Okay, right. Now, y'all keep it clean. Now we have Pastor John Jay watching us tonight.
Shout out to Pastor John Jay.
Hey, what up, Pastor? Shout out to my boy Steve Carpenter checking us out. Real men chopping it up. We talking about the Mitches tonight. The male version of the female dog.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You got Pastor listening.
Okay.
Can we say Mitch?
But yes, we can.
Can I say Mitch?
Yeah, you can say Mitch, man. Because that's the word is Mitch, you know?
Mitch is.
So, because we want to bring back the real men, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But is the thing with real men about how they dress or how they behave?
Well, it's both.
A little bit of both.
I think it's both.
Well, I mean, you can whatever the style is, that's what the style is. Now, I don't get it, but if you handling your business, if you holding down your household, whatever your household is, if you dependable and you consistent to the people with your word to the people around you,
are you
a Mitch because you like tight pants, high water, and you show because that's what everybody doing right now, or are you just trying to contend with the fad?
Well, I should say I was never one that followed trends. I was always my own independent person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because trends come and go.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there are certain things that do stay consistent. I'm sorry.
Right.
A good single-breasted suit or a double-breasted suit is still the bomb once you hook it up.
The classics are the classics.
The classics, classics are the classics.
Yeah. Never go out of style.
Never go out of style.
But is it about how these boys are dressing or about what these boys are doing? I feel like it's way, way more have to do with what these boys are doing than what they're putting on. Because, see, I could tolerate all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
You can tolerate that.
If they were out there handling their business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And come on, man. And when I did the Facebook Live this morning from my page, the disclaimer was, if you don't fall in this category, then we ain't talking to you.
Right.
So if you like you said, wearing the fashion, but you taking care of everybody that's underneath your umbrella to take care of, then we ain't talking to you.
Well, you know.
But if you wearing the fashion and you sitting at home on the couch watching your woman walk out the door saying, bye, baby, see you later, and you ain't doing nothing, number one, I understand she's allowing it. But number two, come on, bro, stand up and step your game up. Stand up and do something.
Yeah,
because the pure fact of the matter is, if any of you fellas out there listening, I doubt it, probably turned it off because you know we talking about you.
We talk about the brother.
It's still out of love, but we still talk about you.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, man, y'all don't even understand how much the world needs y'all. It's a whole lot of shit y'all could be contributing to what we doing right now. And I think that's the worst part of it all.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's the worst
part of it
all.
Somebody just commented in. My cousin, Latrice Hunter, just commented in. So y'all not going to wear no jumpers. Nah, we ain't wearing no rompers. We ain't wearing no rompers. And we ain't wearing no onesies, okay? No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
The only one that could rock a romper and get away with it was Prince.
That's it. Yeah.
Prince was the only one.
Absolutely.
When Prince became a symbol, he transcended everything else
in this world. But see, Prince said, and I heard him quote it, Prince said, I'll rock a romper and still take your woman.
Boom.
Listen, Prince will walk in and some pumps and a mini dress and take your woman.
And take your woman.
Right?
Because he was just Prince.
Listen.
Absolutely.
After that man done passed.
Come on, Ryan, bring it on in.
Through the whole conversation, I was like, how does Prince, I mean, Prince breaks all those rules, but you guys obviously knew where I was coming from.
Yeah, man.
I mean, but that's totally different. And it's like you said, I mean, he obviously had the money, but again, it wasn't just about that. He had the aesthetic and just like who he was. And
absolutely.
He's like,
absolutely.
I could wear a mini dress and a purse, dude, whatever. I don't care. I'll show it up.
You know? And he was Prince.
And yeah.
Hey. The more I hear, like after he passed away, the more stories I hear about Prince, that sucker had to be the coolest man on the planet.
Hey,
like, I have not heard a bad story about Prince that didn't make me say,
you're not going to hear
one
about
Prince.
Damn,
I wish I could have met this dude.
Now, let me tell you something, because, see, here's why Prince really could get away with anything that he did, okay? Because he could back up
everything you said.
Everything he said, everything he done. I remember the first concert that I went to see Prince on was the 1999 tour.
Okay.
Down at the Masonic Temple.
Yeah, yeah.
That man played every instrument live.
Bruh, give me some of that. Hey, look, you know? I went to see Prince. That man played for like 3.5 hours. I was tired. And I couldn't.
Gave you a show.
I'm sitting there, my feet hurting. I'm sitting up on a chair just rooting like, man, I want to go home, but please, play Purple Rain. I'm almost tired.
So Prince would come out in a romper and some heels, and you'd be that's okay, man.
That was a bad boy.
You got a song called Pussy Control, and no one's saying anything about it, especially the women, and that's all cool. I mean, come on. You got to give it up to him.
That's facts.
He could do that, right?
No, yeah. he actually has that song. It's a great song.
The fact, whatever he wanted to do, he did it.
He did it.
He could put it out there.
So Prince could get a pass on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, on anything.
His pass is already
6'4", 250-pound dudes that's wearing jeans look like they size for a 12-year-old. No, you can't get away with that.
Big C, we gonna get you some skinny legs, man.
He'll never wear. I already know.
You better let this dude know who I am.
I already know.
What happened to the pants?
They burned it up in that backyard over there.
If the show get going and we get an endorsement deal, I'll put on some skinny leg jeans for the endorsement.
Would that be you?
You gonna do it too?
Hell to the no.
I'll take your check then, okay?
That's all right.
Okay.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. You can't take a check. I get
30%. You get 30%.
Right. This is my manager right here. No, I'll endorse. You endorse the skinny jean people. I'll endorse the regular gene people. I mean, How about that?
You're going to be the Duluth Trading Company, huh?
Boom.
We there.
Hey, look.
Turn around right now.
Once again, we real men chopping it up.
Chop, chop.
We got our special guest, E, from the East Side.
Deep East, y'all.
We talking about the Mitches today, that male version of the female dog. Get it right.
And we still waiting for some of y'all to call in. We got the number 248-579-5295. Come online with us and talk to us. Let's see what you got to say.
Ladies, if y'all got
making all them comments on Facebook Live, talk to us for real.
Y'all can call into the studio and give us your comments. 248-579-5295.
What up? You can call on in.
Miss Tia, I know you said you want to go in with us, so come on. You know?
It's funny, man. I was on the way in here. I was listening to T.K. Kirkland. You know, T to motherfucking K. That's my guy, man. But he was going off the same topic, man. It's funny. The same topic. You're talking about some who raised you? Like these boys out here. It's like you up in your lady's house, right? But you can't pay no bills. You don't get to play with the heat. No. If it's hot, you stay your ass hot till she come home and ask her if she could turn the heat down. Who raised you? You can't go home when you get pissed off at her for doing some dumb shit.
I just don't understand.
You ain't got no home to go to.
Okay.
Hey, we need the custom pastor here.
No, we don't need the custom pastor up in here. Okay.
Nah, man, this is a G-rated show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little parental guide.
Well, we'll go PG-13.
Oops.
Or what's the other ratings?
R.
R?
Yeah.
We ain't X, but we are.
We ain't X, but hold on. We go a little R.
Please give me R. Yeah. Because I can't do PG-13.
Okay. E needs R.
I'm sorry. Hey, look, I'm sorry, Pastor.
PG-13.
Apologize in advance.
Okay. All right. Okay. But that's what I'm saying, man. I can't understand these brothers out here. I can't even call them men, man. They're boys. Because I don't understand, and I think it is a lack of male role models in the home, okay?
True.
Because my dad taught us, you know, well, okay, perfect example, my dad. Mm-hmm. All right, I went to him one day. I was like, Dad, can I get an allowance? He said, oh, you want some allowance, huh? I was like, yeah. He said, okay, follow me. Took me out there to the backyard, went on the back porch, looked. He said, you see that lawnmower right there? You see them rakes and that push broom and everything?
Yeah.
Miss so-and-so need her grass cut. She need her grass cut over there. So-and-so, you cut that grass, they'll give you $10. Mm-hmm. That's your allowance. Mm-hmm. So he taught me how to work. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
I mean, work and take care. I mean, I know, okay, here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, women are out here doing it big right now.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, they are.
Shout out to the ladies.
We love y'all.
Holding it down.
Okay.
Hairs and nails
for holding it down and doing it big. Women are out here doing it big.
Smelling good.
But,
lotioned up.
Oh, Lord.
Butted up.
Oh, Lord.
Hair laid.
Hey, he over here having some conversations.
I'm just saying.
You know? Hey, but, you know, I mean, but if you got a hardworking brother that's in, you know, in your court, you know, why they got a problem with that? But they just, they accept the Rudy Poop.
Because they can control the Rudy.
Because they can control. Or, ladies, why y'all want to control?
Or it could be like they feel pigeonholed and that's what's available. Because, like, when you think about it, good dudes in real short supply.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? good dudes are in short supply. Okay.
Right? And then these ladies have itches to scratch, too.
I will say that.
They don't want to be scratched.
They want to be scratched.
Yeah. Though. So what they supposed to do?
I'm the scratcher.
The chef said he will scratch you.
Chef will scratch you.
Max Julian style.
Chef will scratch you. Matter of fact, I'm looking to scratch one over there at the airport right now.
Is that
get
right?
Down, get down.
Yeah, that's right.
Get down, you know?
I wonder if she's listening.
I don't know. She might be in the background somewhere.
Hey, bro, shoot your shot then,
you
Chef.
Know, you know. Oh, Chef going to shoot a shot now. Chef going to invite her into the kitchen.
Hey, listen here. Don't shoot it with one of them little tutu pearl handle.
Brother,
boys.
I can't.
I'm just saying. Brother, I used to be in the Navy.
He used to be in the Navy. He come with a battleship or an airline carrier.
The phalanx on you.
All right, say it right, dude.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to come with the phalanx on you.
Hey, look. The streets is watching.
Hey, look. ain't never, ain't no problem with my gang.
Well, get down.
I know that's right.
Well, get down.
You know, yeah. Ain't no problem with that gang.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right, you brought up a topic that we're going to segue into in a later show.
Okay.
These single family homes with these boys being raised by women.
Okay. Well, yeah, we got to talk about
now,
that.
Now, let me ask you this question. Since you brought up about not having a male role model in the home, I was raised by my mother. My father wasn't in the home.
Okay, good perspective. Okay.
So my thing is this, though. My mother was military. So we didn't get what we wanted. We didn't get what we said we needed because there were things we had to meet first.
Right.
As in my mother's terms, that our room had to be squared away. The kitchen had to be squared away. This had to be done as far as our homework, stuff like that as kids.
And I met your mama. She don't play.
No, sir.
Shout out to Mama Ashley.
Shout out to Mama Ashley. We love you, Mama Ashley.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I
catch
see,
you next time you come to
I had a conversation with a friend of mine and she complained about her son's father not getting a hotel for him for his 15th birthday or 16th birthday, right?
Okay.
So she said she had to go above and beyond, put herself in a little bit of debt to make this happen for him.
Mm-hmm.
So with these single family homes and these women raising these boys, it's going to be eventually become these possible Mitches later on in life.
Okay.
You can still be a woman in essence and raise a young boy to be a responsible and a man who understands that you have to do certain things to get what you want, and nobody in life going to give you nothing. Now, you may not can teach him how to be a man,
yeah,
but you can teach him how to be responsible.
Right.
And I'm watching my friend. I told her, I said, well, if you couldn't afford that room for him, then you shouldn't have tried to do it and put yourself in financial debt. Mm-hmm. She said, well, no, because is this. I said, listen, let me tell you something from a boy's perspective, looking at a father who's not in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It's his choice.
Right.
To either respect or not respect the man who helped bring him in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So let him make that choice. So if his father keep disappointing him, then he knows, I don't want to be like you.
Right.
I don't want to keep being disappointed.
Right.
But he'll understand that you ain't got the money right now for all this extra stuff.
That's right.
But we got a lot of women out here who, because they chose wrong or who because they had what they thought was a good dude and now got a crappy, and he became a crappy baby daddy.
Right.
Who do above and beyond for these boys and give them everything they want, no matter. My uncle's girlfriend told me a story one time. She had a friend who refinanced her house to get money to buy her son Christmas gifts, PlayStations, all that crap. And this dude didn't even have a 2.0 grade point average in school.
What?
See.
When you do stuff like that, then you teaching this young boy who gonna become a Mitch that he need a woman that's gonna take care of him. He ain't got to worry about nothing. Going to be just like his mom, a.k.a. Right. The proverbial mama's boy, / Mitch, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But if you teach your sons, hey, you do your homework, you get good grades, you keep your room clean, you do the chores around the house, then these, maybe on Christmas, these $400 True Religion jeans you want, you can get.
Oh, never that.
You know, I mean, I'm just giving
you.
Yeah,
I mean, no, I got you.
But you got kids out here that's rocking True Religion jeans, rocking the newest Nikes, the newest Jordans. You got kids out here rocking the latest fashion. And when they bring their report card home, they ain't got nothing on. They ain't got nothing
that's
on the work.
That's striking nerve. I see that smile. That's
wait a minute. We got brother Dietrich Holloway checking us out.
Dietrich, quit looking at them women booties going down the jet bridge.
Dietrich. What's up, Dietrich? Dietrich, my boy from the DTW.
Dietrich is the flyest, smoothest.
Dietrich throwing it down. Okay.
Pimp in the game.
Yeah.
He bring the little Detroit flavor with that down south flavor, and just sprinkle a little.
See, Dietrich,
sprinkle a little something on it.
Dietrich is Bishop Dime Magic Wine. See,
reincarnated, just without the pimp coat. But he do make announcements at DTW, like, hey, what's up?
Y'all? Hey, there you go.
Welcome to flight 1234. Nonstop service here, where I want you to go.
But you know, okay, getting back to what we were talking about though. Okay, here's the difference with your mom, though.
Yeah.
See, she had that military ethic.
Well, yeah.
And that is essential, and it's crucial.
But before she had that, though, she had the desire. The story between her and my grandmother was my mother had me right in high school.
Okay.
She told my grandma when she graduated, she said, I don't want to be on welfare. Will you watch my son while I go to the military?
There you go.
So she had a different mindset
back
then, too. So even before the military, she like, I don't want to be locked in this system and not give my son what he needs.
Right. So she ain't the mindset of like when I was growing up, I saw the mama. Okay, I was up at the store one day, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm standing in line waiting to pay for my stuff, right? And this mama and her daughter, they was ahead of me. The mama was buying a 40. The daughter was buying, you know, some Kanai wine. That was back in the day, And they was both talking about how they was ready to get down to the island and go, you know, have a good time and drinking. And I looked at that and I said, see, here's the problem. There's no separation, you know, of like back in the day when, I had some aunts and some uncles that was cool. They was down. They schooled us on the game and everything. But they... We could never go in where they was going.
Oh, yeah. You could sit at the table and talk
with them. You couldn't sit at the table and talk with them.
No. Well, that's another show.
Okay, that's another show. That's another show.
You can't be your kid's friend and the parent at the same time.
Right. No, you can't.
I got a comment from, not to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I got a comment from Jamie Ringo. She said, I don't want to control no man. Is this a lack of real men out here?
I would beg to differ.
There's plenty of real men out there.
Plenty of real men. You just don't want to deal with them.
Real men out there.
You don't want. See, here's the thing, and this probably we're gonna have to probably do this another show.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. They say they want real men.
They can't handle.
But when real men show up,
it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
This is what you hear.
Yeah, that's real.
You know, when real men show up.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah, because you can't. You can't bully your way into what you want.
Right.
You have to learn how to negotiate. You got to learn how to cooperate and negotiate.
Ladies, we got about 10 minutes for the show as well. We done gave y'all the number three times. I'm going to give it to you one more time. 248-579-5295. Call on in and talk to us. Let us know what's up. We tired of reading off Facebook Live. Just call if you got something to say.
I think they scared.
Hey, ladies.
They're shame.
Y'all got something to say? Then say it.
They're shame.
Fuck the police.
They're shame. Sorry, Pat. I apologize for both of
you. I'm sorry, Pastor.
NWA came out.
You know, NWA. Just like it came out. So, yeah. But okay. But seriously, and we'll probably get this. We got to get you back on, man. We got to have you back here.
Like I told my man, you know, whenever y'all want me to come down.
Hey, look, you can be a fixture on Real Men Chopping It Up if you want, man.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
You know,
this is fun.
Because see, here's the thing, man.
Let's do it.
I don't think that, you know, women, and once again, and we've talked about this.
Yes, sir.
They say they want things, but they don't know what they want.
Well, who does?
Right.
But the thing of it is when you say you want it, when you get it, don't back down.
Don't back down off of it, okay? Don't back down off of it.
Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah.
Hey, she's going to be like, oh, you were real, real.
you're real. You're real one.
you real.
Baby, we ain't doing that.
Oh, you real, real.
Okay.
Oh, you going to pay a bill? You real, real. No, we ain't going to pay.
You know, my beloved who's in heaven, love you, baby. How you doing? I know you're looking down on me and smiling, you know. That was one of the things. Now, see, here's what women don't understand. And we'll say this real quick.
Come on with it.
They don't understand that. See, women do have a power in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But they got to know how to wield the power.
Yes, sir.
Okay? See, my wife, she knew how to get what she wanted.
You know what she did, ladies and gentlemen? She was like, by the power of Grayskull,
she swung the sword.
She knew, you know. What she wanted. We got Fabulous on the
What's up, Susan?
What's up, Susan Fabulous?
Hey, I hope your friend ain't with you because she's a terrible red coat and she need to be fired.
We talking about red coats now.
She know what I'm talking about.
She know who, but okay, so she knew how to get what she wanted, man.
Absolutely.
But she still knew how to make me feel like the man.
Let me ask you a question. What did she do to get what she wants?
Brother, she treated me right. She talked right to me.
She
treated me with respect.
Uh-oh.
Okay. She always told me in the midst of making decisions, we talked about things and things like that. And at the end of everything, she would say, you know what? This is my take on it, but you the man. I'm going to let you make the decision.
So wait. She didn't try to sex her way to a decision.
Well, she did in a way.
I mean, but wait. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She didn't use sex as the weapon.
She didn't use sex as the weapon, no.
Okay.
No.
She didn't tell you, this is my money, or this is my
this. We got that wiener on.
Or this is my that. And y'all was bumping heads, right?
No, we wasn't bumping heads.
You didn't do none of that?
No.
When you made the decision, did she go over your head and still do something anyway? And did she still do it anyway? Did she go over your head and do it anyway?
No.
Okay, no. So she... Oh.
So she didn't undermine you.
She didn't undermine me.
She respected your word.
She respected the word. But you know what? Even when she did try a little undermine, okay, which was the only thing that she undermined on, like one time, you know, she would go out there and do some shopping, right? Mm-hmm. And she'd come back in the house and throw them in the closet. But she didn't think I was paying attention because when she put them on, I'd be like, baby, there's some bad shoes. You just picked them up.
When you get there.
No, I've been had these.
Oh, man, please. That ain't undermining. That's you charge that to the game.
I told her. I looked at it in on that. I was like, baby, them shoes is banging. I love you. Go get some more.
Right.
But women,
if you treat your man with respect.
Boom.
Respect.
He will move mountains for you.
Or at least blow it up so you can get
it. Or at least blow it up. There you go.
Dynamite, bitch.
Sorry, Pastor.
I meant to say we walked around it and it came tumbling down. That's what I meant to say.
So, do you think, in closing, you know, because I know we're getting down on time.
Right.
Do you think that we as real men, we have a responsibility to train up these men and maybe try to get them on the right path?
No.
Okay.
We have a responsibility.
We could try.
I'm saying we
could try to do it, but these men aren't receptive to it.
That's right, because they men.
Exactly.
Once you develop the habit, you're done.
Yeah. You're done.
But I think as men, we start with the kids. We start with our own kids.
There you go.
We try to help as many kids as we can.
From that point on.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I roll in the circle.
I agree.
I know some stellar dudes, right? Grew up with them. Right? Raise our kids.
BMWs.
Take care of our ladies.
Black marathon workers, what's up?
You understand? And we do what we're supposed to do for our women, our kids, and our family. Right? And we help the other kids that actually come around us.
Right.
Because once you take that role, you take it 100%.
Absolutely.
But it ain't the grown folks you can help.
No.
9 times when you grown, them decisions already been made.
Right.
You can't do nothing about that.
Can't teach your old dog.
Be looking for the Real Men Chopping It Up mentoring program coming to a place near you very soon.
So the Real Men Chopping It Up
mentoring program.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't do nothing with the old dogs, but these young pups.
Yeah.
You pull them young pups to the size, hey, bro.
Come on, pull the pups to the side.
We can't do that.
Look here.
We can't do that.
That's what we can do.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can't talk about it, not be about it.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies, you do know that there are real men out here.
Yes, there is.
But the question is, can you handle the real men?
It's like it's like seven of us at any given time.
Six and a half.
Hey, look, and we ain't all at the same place at the same time. No. So
let's say this though. Maybe the real men ain't gonna come in the package that you think they gonna come in.
There you go.
See?
He might not come with a beard. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought there.
The beard game is strong. You know? The beard game is strong.
Hey, get ready. Coming in December, we're doing Come Sit on Santa Chef's Lap.
Oh, no.
And tell him what you want for Christmas. Come sit on Santa Chef's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas.
We will not be giving free beard rides this year.
No, we're not giving free beard rides.
We got 2 minutes. Let's let my boy E close us out. 2 minutes, E.
Okay, but before so the first one that I want to come sit on Santa Chef's lap is my Delta Angels out there, Miss Naila Gant Osborne.
Oh, my.
She need to come on out and holler at Chef for a minute.
Put the word out there. Real men do real things.
And let Chef give you a real present, okay?
All the time. Let's go close us out,
E.
Maybe you get that free beer ride we were talking about earlier. So, I don't know, man. Like to close it off, like I think this is like a 2-hour show.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. We could talk about this for a long time and really not get down to the heart of it. But I think like for the ladies, y'all need to make some better choices, man. Sometimes you just got to sacrifice.
Ladies make better choices.
You got to sacrifice because I know some awesome ladies out there that were by themselves for a long time before they actually found that dude that was going to treat them right, that had the credentials, that was actually, you know, consistent about what they wanted to be and what they wanted to do for them. It's not that man's fault if he ain't shit that you lock down on him and try to change him into being something other than what he ain't.
The doors of the church are open.
So everybody, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be good to each other. You know what I'm saying? Ain't never love out
All
here.
Right, and we out of here. We out.
Real men
chopping it up. See y'all next week, chop, next Wednesday. Chop. Chop, chop, chop. We thank you for checking us out. Real men chopping it up.